Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest is an attorney and two-time former director of the South Carolina Department of Revenue, who now represents companies and organizations that need assistance with state and local tax issues and economic development incentives. And last year, he started a podcast that focuses on our state's economic development issues. Bernie Maybank is host of The Buzz with Bernie. He's also an attorney with the Nexon Pruitt Law Firm in Columbia, where he joins us from by phone now. Bernie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for inviting me. And before we get into me, Mike, you certainly have an interesting background from Wells Fargo Securities to running an extremely successful Baskin-Robbins to a patent. So you've got a much more varied background than I do as a simple lawyer.
Well, now, you're so kind, Bernie, but I wouldn't call you a simple lawyer by any means. No. Let's dive right into your podcast then. What got this started?
We did the show for three reasons. One, we wanted to introduce interesting business leaders and get their take. And we've had some very interesting ones. Lou Kennedy, who told us that 93 to 97% of the drug ingredients in the United States come from China. The second reason was we wanted to go over state and local business and tax climate issues. Most people think of South Carolina as a purely low-tax state, and in many regards we are. But we have extremes. So we have the highest property taxes in the country on manufacturers. We have the second highest tax differential in the country on the tax differential between your primary resident and the second home. And we have the highest property tax differential in the country between taxes on a primary residence and commercial property. And the third reason we did it was to go over economic development and tax incentives. So if you read the paper, you think that tax incentives are bankrupting the state and we're giving them away willy-nilly. The reality is that the great majority of small and medium-sized businesses are not taking advantage of them. They're just not aware of them, or they think they're only available to, you know, to huge businesses. And so we've had a number of guests to talk about some of those. For example, we had Jerry Lynn Van Story from the Department of Revenue. We have the highest jobs tax credit in the entire United States. And in Tier 4 counties, any business qualifies. The vast majority of small businesses in Tier 4 counties are not aware of that. We had the Ex-Im Bank on. Everybody's heard of Ex-Im Bank, but nobody thinks of what it can do.
Ex-Im Bank. So tell us exactly how that's spelled, and it's not Ex-Im, the radio people.
Right. E-X-I-M. If you're a South Carolina business that exports, they provide financing and loan guarantees. People think, well, that's just available to Boeing, which is the largest Ex-Im Bank user in the country. But it's also available to small and medium-sized businesses that export.
Let's go back to the Tier 4 counties, the jobs tax credit. Explain that in a little bit more detail. What is a Tier 4 county? And give us an example of how a small business or medium-sized business would use this.
Sure. So the Department of Revenue tiers the counties each year. They annually look at counties' economic development, you know, per capita income and things of that nature. And so every year, every county is placed into a tier. So the Tier 1 counties are the wealthy counties, Greenville, Spartanburg, Richland, Charleston, and it goes down to Tier 4. Tier 4 are the four poorest counties in South Carolina, you know, Williamsburg County, Clarendon County, those kind of counties. And tiers 1 through 3, to take the jobs tax credit, you have to be a manufacturer, warehouse, or distribution. In tier 4 counties, any business qualifies. So you can have a restaurant, a beauty salon, convenience store. You also can, we have what's called a small business jobs tax credit, where you only have to hire 2 new employees. So if you're a law firm and you hire an associate and a paralegal and a secretary, you qualify in the Tier 4 county. Now, what the General Assembly did 2 years ago in the Panthers bill, the pro football bill, is they raised the job tax credit in Tier 4 counties from $8,000 per employee to $25,000 per employee. And that is by far the highest in the United States. Any business in a Tier 4 county qualifies, and they only have to add 2 new employees.
Well, Bernie, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Bernie Maybank is host of the Buzz with Bernie podcast. He's also an attorney with the Nexen Pruitt Law Firm in Columbia. We will have a link to the podcast posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.